Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples here, and I'm going to spend a couple segments talking here with the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee. We've got four different guests here in studio here to talk about events. I'll just go from my right to my left. We've got Kevin Bryant, who is the co-chair. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got Rachel Shivers, and I see you are the secretary, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, good to have you here. Robin Edmonds. She's the committee member and co-chair of the Art and Writing Contest. Good morning.
Hi.
And we've also got Caitlin Long, who is the hands-on K-State and committee member.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you all here. We've just got three microphones here, so we're sharing a little bit. So we'll try to make sure everybody sounds good here over the air. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration's coming up next weekend, as I understand. Rachel, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So our committee hosts a variety of events and activities to remember, honor Dr. King's legacy, but also to reflect on how we can live out that legacy today. So on Saturday, January 19th, we have a community celebration. And on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we have a prayer breakfast. And then the following Saturday, we have a day of service. So we'll be talking at length about all of those events. And in addition to that, we also host two special contests. One is an art and writing contest, and the other is a spirit award for a community member or community members who really embody the spirit of Dr. King.
Well, I know we talked a little bit about the writing contest last month when Robin spoke here. Robin, tell us a little bit more about what we'll be learning about.
Okay. The theme this year the committee selected was, we may all have come on different ships, but we're on the same boat now, which was a quote from Martin Luther King. And so then that's handed out to the area schools, and people do entries with writing and art reflecting that theme. And we did receive about 150 entries in both the categories for art and writing. And a lot of participants are the school children, which is good, because that's the core group we're trying to make sure that understand the history. And the schools represented this year included Bergman Elementary, Lee Elementary, Marlette, Ogden, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson. We had homeschool students, Manhattan Catholic Schools, Anthony Middle School, Flint Hills Christian School, and Manhattan High School, and adults, because everyone can enter with that. And those entries, the winners have been selected. They were judged in early December and will be awarded at the ceremony. And we have received a bunch of really beautiful artwork from one of the high school classes. And they weren't all winners, unfortunately, but they're just beautiful work that reflected the theme. So we have all those on display. We were able to keep those. So when you come in to the Peace Memorial Auditorium on next Saturday, you'll be able to see all the artwork that the kids created. And then during the program, the winners actually will go on stage and they'll receive the check. There's a monetary prize for the winners in various age groups, kindergarten through adult.
Excellent. So that'll be great. As you mentioned, this is a pretty nice weekend coming up to celebrate just ahead of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday here. I'll let some other folks kind of chime in about that. Kevin, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, our award has been was started in 2006, the first awardee being Dr. Butler. So we like to point out the people have long-term, demonstrates the service of long-term commitment, uniting diversity of our community for the greater good, and expressing a history and a track record of bringing people together in a non-polarizing manner. Our committee's been involved in a lot of events in here. Hands-On is part of one of our sponsors. We've also dealt with the Discovery. We deal with the Discovery Center, the Douglas Center, putting our information out and letting everybody know what we do on a regular basis every day. So this is an accumulation of it with our community celebration. And we're kind of really happy to announce our community speakers, which will be Corey Williamson this year. He's actually the K-State director, and he's a local boy that's done exactly what we expect him to do, move on and do better things, bigger and better things, and then come back and get back to the community. We're really liking that we have so much talent in this community that we can showcase it and show how important Manhattan is to all of us.
All right. Excellent. Caitlin, you're involved with this as well. and I'm sorry, it's the hands-on K-State. Tell me a little bit more about that and how you're involved with this.
Yes, absolutely. So every year, Hands-On helps contribute to the great celebration and legacy of Dr. King by hosting and organizing a day of service in the Manhattan community. There is a small change this year. So traditionally, we've held the day of service on MLK Day itself. This year, we're doing something a little bit different. It's going to be the Saturday after MLK Day. So you've got the community celebration on the 19th, the prayer breakfast on the 21st, and then the day of service on the 26th. So we're hoping that kind of creates a week long of events that people can support. We usually have about 150 volunteers, both Kansas State students and then also community members. Families are more than welcome to sign up to volunteer together. And we'll host people at the Staley School of Leadership Studies on campus. We'll do a short ceremony and breakfast. And then from there, people will go out into the community. We'll probably have 15 to 20 different service sites. We're really excited right now. The public library has always been a big supporter and will host volunteers for us. The Child Development Center, Wonder Workshop, Meadowlark, Ogden Friendship House. So we have a lot of really good partners, and this wouldn't be possible without them. So if people are interested in volunteering, or if they have a service site and would like to host volunteers, they can sign up to get more information either online, and you can do that by visiting the Staley School website, and we also have a Facebook event. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. You can search that, or you can call the Staley School of Leadership Studies, and we can get you more information there as well.
Okay, super. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We got a lot more to get to here with the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee. In Focus continues here after this on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is sponsored by E.